In an age of light, a darkness rises.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Everyone, welcome back to another trailer slash High Republic-tastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
And we are back with a surprise trailer that we didn't think we were going to get till May 4th.
Well, but some people.
I thought, is this a teaser or is this? Oh, this is an official trailer. Oh, so we're not going to get a second. I mean, we could get a second trailer.
I mean, but I feel like any trailer that comes out after the official trailer are like scenes from the show.
Oh yeah, but there's two regular trailers. Like, what, didn't they do that with Ahsoka?
Yeah, but remember we watched the second one? It was like, maybe they did.
I don't remember.
Chat, you'll have to help us out. Either way, we're here tonight.
We're here tonight. You're getting two episodes this week, kids. So
two back to back.
Don't tell us. Tell us, hate us, we never do anything nice for you guys. But we're here twice this week. So tonight we're doing the Acolyte trailer breakdown. And tomorrow night we'll be doing Bad Batch Season 3 Episode 8. Whatever that is. We don't know what the title is yet. But
I think we do, but
oh, I guess we do. Jeremiah, I forget what I said it was.
It's okay.
But
we're not here for Bad Batch.
We're not here for Bad Batch.
We're here for the High Republic. We're here
This is exciting.
I was thinking about this, and I mentioned this in my reaction video, which is on YouTube. Go check that out. We have never had a day before announcement for a trailer drop.
During like the movies were coming out.
The movies, or maybe like I'm thinking about like maybe the Mandalorian. The first trailer?
I don't think so. I think it was like episode 9 was the last time like they announced the trailers would come out like a day or two before.
Mm. It's been a while.
So, but at least we were able to like
prep. It was actually kind of nice.
Because you took off work tonight.
Yeah.
So we could do this.
I was like, dude, we're doing this.
And I was like,
what did I text you?
You texted me yesterday that when I was at work, that there's a trailer coming today.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's good because, one, I have to, like, rush because I work. Because on Wednesdays when we record, I'm off on Wednesdays, so I don't have an issue. But, like, I have to, like, rush home from work. I usually don't get home till by 7 or later. Mm-hmm. And, like, I got to eat dinner. And then today happens to be my mom's birthday. So I have to, like, call her, have a conversation with her. And then I have to record a reaction video. And then I started having computer problems. So it was good that at least I was able to mentally prepare myself beforehand to like do this. Because if I had like panicked or rushed, because like Drew texted me today, but hey, the trailer just dropped, we gotta do a thing tonight because I can't do it anytime else. Like, I would have been
And then when I text you, I'm like, oh, he's not gonna see this till noon or whenever his lunch break is. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, okay, what are we doing?
But
I took tonight off just for you guys, so I'm losing money to be here.
Well, if we get done in less than an hour, you could still go back to work, maybe?
No, I took off, but I mean, sure. But either way, we're here for you. That's how much we love Star Wars and love you guys as fans. So don't feel like you're not appreciated, because you are.
Cool. Well, I want to say, though, okay, this trailer was great, but it wasn't. It didn't tell us anything. It didn't have a lot in it. So we're probably going to go through this a little quick, but.
Well, and thinking about that too, though, it's because we don't know anyone. Like, you know what I mean? Like we know like one person.
We know some characters in here if you read the High Republic books, which one of the main ones in here is from a book we haven't read. And if Grace, if you're listening, she keeps telling us to read the phase two books.
I was thinking this like after we planned this, I'm like, we should have had Grace jump on with us for tonight's episode.
We should have.
But then that would have been a 3-hour podcast episode.
Yeah. Like, and then we're starting late.
I was thinking about it like, never mind.
But it is like one of those things where like now I want to read the book about one of the characters in here in this trailer before the show starts.
What time do we have?
Huh?
Do we have time? Are we going to be able to break that down?
So after Bad Batch, we have like 3 or 4 weeks between that show and this show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to figure out a schedule for that. But I'm really tempted now to ask Grace which book we should be reading for
prep. Ask Grace. I'm down. And I think that would help everyone out.
Yes.
Else out that aren't going to go.
But anyway, if you haven't read any High Republic books, you should. We've read the four main adult novels, phases 1 and 3. And so they're really good. It's just a great story, great villains, all kinds of good stuff. And it's going to bleed into this show as well. Just kind of like characters and maybe some story stuff. So if you haven't read any of those books, go check it out. Audiobooks are great too. So if you don't want to read, you just want to listen to audiobooks, those are great and fun too. So go do that.
Yep.
But we might as well just jump into this. So we're hanging out with a bunch of little Padawans.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the name of that species right at the beginning?
I was going to ask you that question.
Because we've seen them before, and I don't know. It's like those monkey orangutan looking things, but like
that's the same one from Rogue One, right?
Well, they're in this thing is in multiple things, like, but like that thing has a big head,
yeah,
big shoulders. So, chat, if you're listening, what kind of that first Padawan alien, what's that species name? But yeah, so we're in some Jedi on the Jedi Temple in Coruscant, seemingly, and these kids are meditating, and the main Jedi there is Master Sol. He seems to be, like, in this, at least in this trailer, like, the main Jedi guy. Master Sol is a wise, highly respected, powerful Jedi Master, strong in the ways of the Force, who is going through emotional conflict. So that's the description we get of him on StarWars.com.
We're going to going... Where are you reading this information?
StarWars.com. They had an article with stuff in it, so I clicked all the character names and I have them up. So, he's the...
How do you do that?
Sorry. How do I do what?
Never mind, I figure it out. I was like, how do you... Forget... I always forget every single time you do a trailer, like how you do like this, the slower...
Yeah, the arrow buttons.
Out. Yeah.
Not the forward not back buttons.
Yeah.
So, he's in there teaching some kids, and he tells them to close their eyes. So they're meditating. All right, it's going really slow. All right, why is this not working? Sorry, guys. All right. And so he's just walking around, and I really like that he has the white and gold robe from the High Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are just cool. Like, just seeing the Jedi with the different robes, like, in live action, it kind of got me a little hyped. Like, this is cool because they're different. Because, like, in the movies, it's like brown.
Like, well, and what's cool about this, too, like, I kind of wish this would have been Yoda. I think that would have, like, brought a lot of hype to the show. Because we're going to see Yoda in the show, if you guys don't know. We most likely should see Yoda.
Right. So, but I wonder though, like, are they going to keep his voice the same though?
They'll have to, right?
I don't know, because when he dies, he's 900 years old. And so this is like 125 years before he dies. Or no, it'd be even longer than that. I'm trying to think. Now I gotta do Star Wars math.
Is this 200 or 100?
This is 100 years before episode one.
The so books were 13, right?
Plus 25
is
28.
13 plus 28. I was like,
huh? I don't know. I can't do math in my head. 38. So 138 years before Yoda dies is when this show takes place. Because the High Republic books, like phases one and three, take place like 230 years before episode one.
So this is 100 years after the books we read.
Yeah. Over 100 years. So like it's kind of like in between episode one and phase 1/3 of the High Republic books.
Which, is there any novels that is about this timeline?
No, not yet. At least. Maybe some of the other stuff in phase three will be closer to this timeline.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing that we've read so far.
I wonder if they're going to mention stuff, though, like the Nihil and stuff like that.
I really hope they do mention like the great disaster. Just say that. Yeah, like,
to just say that word would give us chills, you know?
Yeah, I'd be like jumping up and down. Like, or if like there's this like
posters of it or like
posters.
I don't
like,
know.
Or just mentions of like the Nameless or Markian Roe or the Nihil. Like, that would be really cool. Or
one of the younger Jedi's like watch like old Holocron videos of it.
That or lights. Like, you know, like some of the other Jedi. Starlight
Beacon falling down. They like show that.
That'd be cool. Or like
what if some they show that as like a recap to the start of this episode.
Maybe.
That would be fire.
But it'd be cool if like some of the characters that we see in the books, like Buriaga would be alive if he doesn't die. Like, he would still be alive because he's technically like a teenage Wookiee, which, spoiler alert, is not the Wookiee Jedi in this trailer. If anyone yeah,
that
guessing.
Fooled me. That got me good.
But this is going to be cool to see like how they tied in with the books that we've read, just because those books are really good. But he's walking along. Special Soul, he says that your eyes can deceive you, which I feel like we've heard in Star Wars before, especially like in Clone Wars or something, like that you got to like trust the Force. You can't, you know, let your emotions take care of you, like mess you up or whatever. And it's funny that his character thing is that he has an emotional conflict. And so like he's already torn as in some way, like have inner turmoil, and he has to teach these kids not to be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we must not trust them, the eyes. And then, while he's doing this, we jump to some other outpost area. Looks kind of janky, but like someone walking in a purple robe, walking through a market area, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be a character we see later on. In the trailer, but towards the end, but we'll get back to that later. And then we are back with the Padawans at the temple.
I really want these stools, man.
Really? Actually, I might be good for me because I don't sit on my couch anymore. I have to sit on my ottoman just because my back is janky. So like having something like that might be nice to like.
I'm telling you, what if you just got rid of your nice couches and you just had a couple of those laying around?
It would open
the room up so much.
I have two couches and two lazy. Maybe I can turn my camera just a little bit, see if people can.
He has a lot of furniture, to say the least.
In a small area.
And it's just him.
It's just me. But
just imagine just five of those chairs that's in that room.
It would be cool.
Miles would sit on that all day, just like in front of the TV.
Because those are just like little circles, like lifted like 5 inches off with a little circle pad on it, which
looks nice. Oh.
Star Wars, if you're listening, have that on your merch site. Like, Star Wars furniture. Why don't they do that? Star Wars furniture? Like, that would be kind of cool.
They should, right? I would have a Star Wars desk, Palpatine's chair.
Well, have you seen those like resin tables?
Yeah.
Those are cool, but those are like $4,000.
And they're huge. They're like tanks.
You gotta get smaller ones made. Yeah, so I there's a Mega Millions drawing tonight, 875 million. Maybe I'll win tonight and I can get some cool.
Everyone throw some luck towards Jeremiah tonight so we can.
Hey, I told you if I win the lottery, we're going full time.
Job tomorrow.
We're building. I'm building a high tech studio with all the best equipment and lights and.
And I'm quitting my job tomorrow, right, Jeremiah?
Well, you have to. I have to like build it for. It'll be like probably like 6 months to a year before. We'll be rolling. So
you have to work that much longer. You get a stipend.
Bro, I'd be paying off all your debt. I'd be buying you a house, paying you 100 G's a year. You can wait 6 months or a year to.
Before I guess.
Anyway, this trailer. So he goes back to the Padawans, and he says, Master Soul says, "Tell me what comes to your mind." And they're all meditating with their eyes closed.
Okay, question.
Yes.
What timeline is Young Jedi?
That cartoon thing?
Yeah.
Well, it's during the High Republic, but I don't think it's canon.
No, but wouldn't it be interesting if some of these Padawans were named maybe the same characters?
That might be a thing. But I saw like a clip once, mm-hmm. and it was not.
Oh, dude, you can't watch it.
I'm not saying that it was bad. Like the continuity wasn't correct in it because Belle is there with
Belle Sunfar is there.
Yeah, he's like he comes visits the Padawans with Yoda or something. And what's his dog's name? The Charhound. What's his?
I was gonna name him Charhound, so I have no idea.
That's the kind of dog it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever the animal, the dog's name is, he's there. But then his master, Loden, Great Storm, comes. But Belle gets the dog, and then Loden gets taken and ends up never seeing them ever again. So, like, the story isn't...
But it would be cool if, like, some of these Padawans... But that wouldn't make sense, then, if Belle Zadfar is there, though.
Yeah, so I don't really think it's canon.
Well, I don't think it's canon. Half the show is Yoda talking to these three...
Right.
I don't know. It is hard to watch.
But yeah. So then that chick in the purple robe comes into. Oh, maybe I'm wrong about who I thought it was.
I was gonna say I thought this was like that.
It is. Now that I see closer.
Bounty hunter, dark force user.
But I think she's related to the other person that I'm bringing up. So she's just walking through like a cantina or whatever with her face mask on or whatever. But then it goes back to the Padawans. And if you see in the background, the green-faced woman, we see her later on in the trailer. Spoiler, this is a High Republic character that we're going to get to. So we'll sit on that for a second until we get to her when she opens up the door.
In the kids part?
In the behind the kids at 29 seconds.
Oh.
See that woman standing up in the background? After the cantina scene.
Oh, I was too far ahead. Yes.
So we'll get to that because there's where later on in the trailer she comes to she opens a door.
The door.
And it's like random. So we'll talk about her then. But that might be the same scene. Just they just spice it up. But anyway, so that younglings they're asked, you know, what do you see? The first youngling says life. Then we go back to the cantina again, and it's the girl in the purple robe walking through the cantina scene. While this is happening, another kid says balance.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third girl says, I see fire, which is scary. But here's our prediction. I'm asking if this is what you think. Is that girl right there who said, I see fire, the African or the black girl, like, is she the other girl that we see throughout this trailer? Is this going to be like Reva in Kenobi opening scene?
I really
scene?
Hope not.
That she leaves the Jedi Order and becomes
taken. You think taken this is in... before?
So this is like her as a kid. And then for some reason she leaves the Jedi. She gets taken by Dark Force users or something. And she gets corrupted by the dark side. And then we see her interacting with the Jedi, fighting against the Jedi and all that stuff. What do you think?
potentially, wouldn't it just be too redundant?
Too repetitive?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, I mean, sure, it could happen. But, okay, I have some other issues with this scene. At 33 seconds when she says, "I see fire." The monkey guy is totally asleep. Like, let's be real. That boy's knocked out. And the other guy doesn't even have his eyes closed at all.
Okay, he can't close his eyes. Okay, calm down, alien. That is kind of funny. How do these aliens that can't close their eyes close their eyes? Like Rodians and stuff? Like,
I was just like, that monkey's asleep. 100%, dude. Like, that dude is knocked out. He's snoring. That's like a snore mouth.
Because it's like his head's off to the side a little bit. It's not like he's.
Is that like possible? He looks like.
That's actually kind of funny that you put that under. But
and what kind of alien is this species?
The monkey one or the other
the kid.
One? The other one. Eyes open?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But
because it's not like a Greedo character.
Not it might could be a Rodian. Well, because not the doesn't have to
it doesn't have the
tentacle things.
And it's on no. It looks like a swimming thing too, because it's like webbed hands.
Yeah, webbed hand. Unless that's no, I was gonna say maybe it's like a what a young Korin looks like, but I don't think so.
When they cast this kid was like, "I'm gonna be in Star Wars." Oh yeah, well,
no one's where? Gonna recognize you.
No one's gonna see your face.
Now I can't stop thinking about can't close his eyes.
I just think it's funny because all these like kids are like focused, the one's snoring in the background, and the other one's eyes are like wide open. I'm like, huh? But maybe it's like layered, like that's a swimming.
Like maybe like he has like the skinny like pupils that can like blink. Maybe it's kind of like that.
Yeah,
you close your pupils manually.
Yeah,
or maybe he just has like a spot on the floor. He has to like
focus on the one.
Focus
spot.
On
my eyes are closed. I promise.
All right, let's keep going. And then we get to a Jedi in a brown robe. We were back with brown robes. Okay, now it's starting to transition. So
yeah,
this,
maybe this is the future.
So this here is, so I read it wrong at first, so it's Master Indara, which is different than Master Indira from the High Republic. So this, keep that in mind.
She's also new.
She's new, at least that I don't recall anything, because she's human, so she wouldn't be during the books that we read.
She wouldn't still be alive a year, 100 years later.
But So she's like a big name actor. I forget. She's like
she looks really familiar.
She from the MCU? I think she's in the MCU.
Maybe.
She
looks familiar.
What is? I got to try and find her actress name. Why can't I? All right. This is, Carrie, what is it? Carrie Ann Moss. So she, she's the Trinity in the Matrix. Seriously, so she's from the Matrix.
Bro, I'm dead. Of
what?
Course she's. Now that you say that, I'm like, oh, duh.
What else is she in? But she was.
She's Trinity in the Matrix. She just looks different with long hair.
I guess she was in Jessica Jones, which I never watched.
So she was in the MCU, though.
Kind of. I'm trying to see what other things she's been in that I would recognize.
The Matrix is the biggest one.
Matrix is what she's. She was in Daredevil. Defenders, all that stuff. Yeah, so nothing like I haven't none of stuff that I've really watched, but yeah, well, I've seen the Matrix movies, but
I'm pretty sure that's where you recognized her from.
Because I knew she was going to be in there, but I didn't know like what her role was. I just noticed she was like announced to be in it.
It's true. Like her Jedi outfit is like very modern to what we've seen.
Yeah. And so
maybe that's what they wear during conference, like during like issues, like on the field, you know?
Like when they're hiding, maybe it's like they're supposed to use that when they're like on a mission hiding, like you said, but like.
Yeah. And because our Jedis are
always in hiding and doing stuff behind the scenes, like.
Yeah. Pretty much since episode one, like that's.
Like they only wear those dark robes, it seems like.
Yeah.
Anakin wore a black robe, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was no gold robe. Or like,
right. But anyway, she's a Jedi master of great physical and mental skill, which plays out because right away after this, she has a sweet hand-to-hand combat with this girl. Because she has a knife, and they're just doing one shot, like, great choreography. So I'm excited for the fight choreography in this show. It's going to be a lot of, like, really martial artsy. And I don't know about you, but when I was watching the show, I kind of got, like, Star Wars Visions vibes. So it's just kind of like this tone.
Yes.
Like,
I think it's because it's kind of eerie.
It's like this, at least with the scenes that we've seen, like everything seems more primitive. It's not as technologically advanced as which makes sense, but like it just looks like it's a different era. Like I like that. Like it doesn't look like Star Wars per se. Like, it has that aesthetic, but it looks different. It's a different era, which it is, the High Republic era.
Like, and also like we got to remember as like viewers and listeners, like you guys got to people got to remember that the hyperdrive lanes, like they were only around for like 100 years at this point.
Right. Like, so like during the High Republic books, it's like when there's expansion of the hyperspace lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And so like they're making new hyperspace. So they're already out there and using them, but they're very limited. And so like they're still probably putting out hyperspace lanes. So a lot of these outer rim planets might have little to no contact with the rest of the galaxy.
Yeah.
And so like them like receiving new technology and advancements, like they're just adapting to this now. So like some of these outer rim stuff are probably
Culture. I wonder if we're gonna see some pushback from different types of culture. I think it's gonna be interesting if they even talk about it at all. But
yeah, but yeah,
June.
Yep. So force push, and the girl slides back, and we kind of get to see her. So she has like red dreadlocks, and she takes place during COVID too. Apparently,
In this image, she looks like Asian. She doesn't look African American to me, but then like later on, unless
it's a group of people,
ooh,
they all have the same hair.
Doesn't she kind of look different though? Then later on,
I don't have to go look now that you mention it. So, but anyway, so assuming that that's
the same person,
black chick.
So that but her also name, like even her armor is like primitive, like.
I don't want to jump the gun because there's another character at the end that I think is going to explain a lot of our theories. So we'll talk about that later. But her name is May, M-A-E. And so May gets swept into a sinister mystery, one that puts her into the center of a conflict in unexpected ways. Huh. So she's part of a group that I think we'll talk about later. That gets in between, I think, the Jedi and Dark Force users / the Sith. So it's kind of like a three parties warring together on some sort of conflict. So this girl, she's supposed to be like the main character of the series. Mm-hmm. This is Rue from the first Hunger Games movie. This is the same actress.
Wow.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's just like,
She's 25 now, so.
It makes sense.
2012, when that first movie came out, 12 years ago, when she was 11, 12,
yeah,
when it filmed. So
that's cool.
So she's all grown up now, and she joined This is her revenge from getting killed.
This is her Hunger Games.
This is her Hunger Games. So is this going to be cool to see her doing this?
That's so cool. We haven't seen her in a while. I really like that it's like, I almost said mithril, but that's Lord of the Rings. Her armor is
Wood sticks with like one little metal panel in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So it is cool. And then
she has like chainmail on.
Kind of.
Like we haven't seen that in Star Wars.
Right.
So it's like unique, and it shows that like they're not like fully developed as like, what is chainmail gonna do anything against blasters?
That's his Beskar or something. Like one strip of Beskar with like some
Beskar chainmail.
Like, that and but like I know that like
I lied. Didn't Grogu have like
he has Beskar chainmail made later on, but that's later on, like in the show, he didn't have it with him. But
maybe that's what that is. Maybe it's Beskar.
Could be, but I was also thinking, I know that wood from the trees on Kashyyyk are very, very, very strong. And so it could be made out of like wood from Kashyyyk, which would be interesting.
Her outfit's cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see cosplays of this. It's going to be dope.
Yeah. So it's June. Okay, I got another. So it says, someone's talking here. It says, someone is killing Jedi. And it
says you.
So that is, so we see him coming through the thing and he turns the lightsaber on. And then he's just talking, it doesn't make sense. So that guy's name is Yord.
Yep.
Y-O-R-D.
Which I thought was someone else.
He looks like someone else. Why does he look familiar?
Because he looks like the cover of the High Republic book. What's his name? It looks like the...
Which one? Which book? Yeah, what, Bell?
Yeah, it looks like Bell.
With the hair, the little dread things.
Yeah.
But he looks like someone else, though. Like, not in Star Wars. Like, something...
Oh, I thought it was Bell the whole time. Like...
No.
Go watch my reaction. Bell's, I freaked out.
Bell's black, so this guy is...
This guy's kind of...
Anyway. I mean,
if you look at 54...
Which I'm 54 at right
seconds.
Now.
He is not white. He has, like, dreadlocks.
I know, but dreadlocks are native of every continent in the world, so...
Sure, but he's not white.
But anyway...
He's something.
Let's get to his character. So Yord, a Jedi Knight and guardian from the temple, is an overachiever and rule follower. He needs to be by the book Jedi. His need to be a by the book Jedi can cloud his mind. So that's interesting. So he's must be a very logical, goal oriented person. So it kind of reminds me of Mace Windu in Tales of the Jedi when Count Dooku is like, you know, your fervor or whatever for following the Jedi codes is admirable, but also infuriating at times, or whatever the line is. And so he's probably going to be similar to that, like where he's only going to do what the Jedi Council tells him to do. He's not going to go research things or go investigate things or whatever.
Much by the book.
So he says, it says a Jedi Knight and guardian from the temple. So it doesn't say what temple, unless he's like stationed at a temple somewhere and he's just a guardian there, but we don't know what temple that it's specifically referring to. But he's aware that Jedi are being killed and he says it doesn't make sense.
Because like right before that, 52 seconds, you pause it. That girl is trying to stab some guy in a robe.
Yeah. Which I don't think I have. I don't have any
thing on that dude.
Character on him, so he's just probably just a generic guy that's gonna.
Or maybe he's part of like the dark side.
Maybe.
But it's so quick, like you would miss it.
Yeah. There's something at the very end of this trailer that I saw when I was doing a little bit of frame by frame that I'm excited to point out to you because I don't think you would have seen it. I
probably missed it.
But anyway, so if we go back just a little bit at 53 seconds when Yord turns on his yellow lightsaber, which I'm really happy there's a lot of yellow lightsabers in this mm-hmm. trailer because yellow has become my favorite lightsaber color. But there's that girl. There's a girl with blue skin with like red like temples
mm-hmm.
area. So this is a named character. Jackie. Jackie is the Padawan apprentice of Master Sol, which is cool. Although she is young, she projects calm and conducts herself with maturity. So I don't know.
A little Ahsoka-y vibe, maybe.
Maybe. Like I don't recognize that species either, but that's cool because like on the like the it's hard to see it like in the trailer, but you can kind of see she has some little like horn things.
Mm-hmm.
But the picture on StarWars.com is a little bit more close up. And so she has like three horns on each side, like going up mm-hmm. above her ears. And I don't know, she looks kind of cool. I like whatever that is. A really light skin with like white hair and then those red, like bluish, light blue skin, but with like the reddish orange streaks coming from her eye. It looks kind of cool. So I'm excited to see what she's like, because she seems to be very competent, but she's like very like calm. Like she doesn't get like emotional or like worked up or scared or anything like that. So that's cool. So after we see that close up on Yord, we see that a bunch of Jedi looking over a cliff, like into some wooded area. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Jedi there.
Where on their website are you seeing these?
So they had an article on the trailer, and then in the article it had links to each of all these characters that they named. So if you go to like Star Wars News, and then
okay,
but yeah, so they're looking over a cliff. And then we get, I'm going too fast. We get a Wookiee Jedi, and his name is Kelnaka. And it says that Kelnaka, a Wookiee Jedi, is a loner who lives a solitary life. So that's kind of cool, I guess, that he's going to be drawn out of solitude for whatever conflict this is. That he has to rise up to... That's going to be so cool.
That is going to be cool.
He's going to be so tall.
Yeah, it's going to be dope.
And I believe he is played by that Jonas guy who took over Chewbacca's.
Oh, really?
Jonas, or whatever his name is. Jonas.
Iceland, so dude.
Yes, so that's cool that... He has job security whenever there's a Wookiee who's
live action.
So,
did you see what Gas Monkey said in the chat?
Some people online were complaining about how the tree line looked when the Jedi are looking over it. What do y'all think? I don't know. What was?
I don't know. It looks like Lion King.
Does it just look?
I don't see you.
Maybe it's because it kind of looks like. The volume projection.
It's definitely the volume.
Which because maybe that's why it just looks weird. It looks like
the volume.
Volume, like they're just standing there and it's just the volume
there
on the wall.
There's parts of this trailer that look like it's the volume.
Yeah, I could tell that it was
like
on a smaller, like all the sets were a lot smaller because they had to fit inside.
Yeah, it didn't feel like Andor.
Right.
Like it felt really condensed.
So Grass Monkey, I could see what maybe some are saying, But I also think that the show has not been completely edited. So it's a lot of times trailers are not the final product of
what it's going to feel like,
what the editing looks like. So it could change, especially once we see like on our big TVs and see it in motion more.
Yeah. And like, I think the volume does when the volume lacks, like there's a lot of times where the volume is really good, but when it does lack, I think it's when there's a lot of people in it. Because it feels a little smushed sometimes.
I don't know. Yeah, I think. I don't know. Most of the time, I'm fine with it. Like, there's only like one scene that comes to mind, like from Mandalorians, is like when Ahsoka was fighting Morgan Elsbeth, like dueling, like when they're standing on that like platform above the water. Like, yeah, you could tell the whole background was
the same.
Was the volume? Like you could tell. It just didn't look as.
And I think the fog, it looks like they're on a state. Like, if you look at like 55 seconds, if you guys are listening, like, it looks like they're on a. There's a green screen. It does.
Kind of. But I didn't notice it until.
I think I kind of noticed in my trailer reaction, but I didn't want. Like, it didn't bother me. I don't know. Like, I don't know. People are going to complain about everything.
I think it'll be fine. Whatever. So we get that quick flash of Kel Naka. But then we go back to Master Sol, who Jedi mind tricks someone and says, what happened?
Doesn't kind of look like that guy's in a Wookiee outfit for some weird reason.
The guy that he's doing the
mind trick to.
Let me go back. Well, he has like some sort of like
fur
on. But he says what happened, and then the subtitles, it says I sensed darkness. So I don't know if the convict is that guy, because we didn't see him talk, so we don't know if this is his voice or not. Mm. But like, if it's a convict who senses darkness, is this a force sensitive person that just isn't trained by anyone? This kind of can sense things. That'd be kind of cool. But some ship goes into some like kind of like a castle. It's like a castle on a cliff. Kind of a little bit reminds me of Hogwarts a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's just because it's like on a cliff and there's flying towards it.
And it's like a medieval looking castle kind of.
Because the technology is different. We're going to see like older influences.
Yeah. And so and then
hopefully it works. I think it's going to.
Yeah. And so Master Sol here is then just standing there and Mei goes to fight him and she goes to kick him and he catches it. And then she swings up and flies up. So I feel like that, like the fact that she like flew up like that, like I feel like that's, she did that with her strength. Like he didn't like push her up. I think she did that. So I think she is force sensitive, which is twofold. Like one, we had the theory that it could be that girl from the beginning that says, I see fire, or it could be with this other group of people that we'll see later on the trailer. So she gets flung. She flings herself up and tries to kick, and he kind of dodges out of the way. Then it says, in an age of light. So then at 108, we see this green woman come in, which we saw, I pointed out earlier.
I'm pretty sure it's the same
person. So we're going to bring her up.
Well, it's the same scene, too. I think it's a Padawan room.
So this is Vernestra Roh, or Roh. It's not Roh. It's R-W-O-H. Raul, or I don't know how they say it.
Uh-huh.
But she is one of the main characters from the phase 2 of the High Republic.
And that we haven't read.
Which we haven't read. But this is a longer, like, bio.
Okay, but phase two is also isn't that before?
That it takes place 100 years before.
Dude, this girl's old.
Phase, so, well, yes, she's old. So, if okay, now we got to do math. So, 230 years is phases one and three. Mm-hmm. So, that'll be 330 years before episode one.
Mm-hmm.
So then this is 100 years before episode one. So she'd be 200. So this would be 230 years after the events of that book.
She's like 260.
But in those books, she's 15. So she's only 245 years old. So let me read this blurb, which might be spoilers for the books if we end up reading them. But too bad, I guess, for us. Vernestra is an elder Jedi master who has ascended the ranks of Jedi from a teenage prodigy to leader in the order. She became one of the youngest Jedi Knights in a generation at age 15. So she became a Jedi Knight when she was 15, which was before faster than Anakin.
That's faster than Annie.
Or we should say younger than Anakin, maybe not faster. But at 15, and solidified her status as a prodigy when she took Emiri Kentaros as Padawan the next year. So she was 16 and she had a Padawan.
That's younger than Anakin.
Anakin was 19 when he got Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool.
But he wasn't a master yet.
He wasn't. You don't need to be a master, I don't think, to take
a Padawan. Well, I don't know.
Because Obi-Wan wasn't a master when he took on Anakin. Because he was still a Padawan.
True.
So, which is interesting that right after Obi-Wan became a knight from being a Padawan, he immediately took on Anakin, which I guess I've never really thought of before. But yeah, so she takes on a Padawan with a purple-bladed lightsaber that can change into a light whip. What?
What?
Uh-oh. Young Vernestra led with unwavering faith in the Force and devotion to the Jedi Order. But in the year after the fall of Starlight Beacon, while mourning those lost in the destruction, including her own Padawan, Vernestra pulled back from the Jedi Order and shifted her focus on herself. So,
she's came back to the Jedi Order.
Well, so she pulled back from the Order and shifted her focus to heal herself. So yeah, so she's coming back. But
is she coming back now because of all the Jedis that are dying?
Maybe. But like, I wonder,
is it like a Ahsoka situation where she took a step back and like?
Well, this says she back from the Order to shift her focus to heal herself. So I guess she lost her Padawan in
Starlight Beacon.
Starlight Beacon. So now we read that book when the Starlight Beacon was destroyed. Like, what Padawans
are
on there?
That makes me so sad. I just want to see that whip.
We'll see it. We'll see it.
But wasn't that whip her Padawan's lightsaber?
No, it's her lightsaber.
Oh, I thought you said it was her Padawan.
No, with a purple-bladed lightsaber that can change into a light whip.
That's going to be dope.
So it'd be cool to see that finally. Because that's a EU thing, a light whip.
Mm.
But my whole point is like, but who was her Padawan that died on Starlight Beacon? Because now I'm thinking like who.
They probably mentioned it and we didn't catch it because we weren't reading those books. You know what I mean? Like,
book
came out and then they probably like maybe they just said like these Jedi died.
Well, you're right. So there's whatever Jedi died in the book was one of her things, but it wouldn't have been in phase two though. Because phase two is 100 years before.
No, but I'm saying, but like that her Padawan was in phase two.
I'm saying no, it wouldn't have been.
No.
Because phase two is 100 years before Starlight Beacon fell. So unless she had a Padawan for 100 years.
Well, that's the thing. Is maybe she did because she got her Padawan when she was 16. So maybe her Padawan died, but it wasn't really like a Padawan anymore. Maybe it was this one maybe, of the but, Jedis that died.
But it said, but she said she took on Amiri Kantaros mm-hmm. as a Padawan. But I don't remember hearing that name before.
Maybe they didn't mention it. Like, they just said Jedi died.
I don't know. They were very, there was only a few people on there, and like they, we have to. I have to go. We have to go back. I don't. I have to.
Grace.
Grace, where are you, Grace? Are you listening, Grace?
Calling we need Grace. You. Where's my Grace button? Phone. Oh, she that, appeared.
That kind of fits. That's on brand for her, I feel.
Yeah. That was an accident, too. That was one. It's my phone and Grace button.
Yep. But, yes. So.
Now that next time she's on, I'm going to push the button when she talks.
We could, but yes. So I'm excited to see her because I know a lot. I've heard like a lot of people like this character from Phase 2. Like apparently okay. she's like a fan favorite of like reading these books. So this gets me more excited. I feel like now we have to definitely go back in May and have this book read. And Grace would probably love to be on because she's like, you got to do Phase 2. You got to do Phase 2. And we're like, well, you know, but now we kind of have to. So she gets the last word. So
how many books is there in Phase 2?
I think
adult
of the adult novels, I think there's two. But I don't know if Fenestra is from those adult novels or if she's like young adult novels.
Or is it just comics?
No, it's books.
So we might.
I don't know. I gotta research it to see.
We gotta ask Grace.
Grace.
We could just have her on. We just do a Grace breakdown her character.
Right.
Then we don't have to read.
I don't know. I kind of want to read it though. I don't know. We can't. Well, we don't have unlimited Grace coins. Okay. We only have limited access to.
She signed in for the High Republic. She done messed up. It's not our fault.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
And she might be out of school at that time, and she's going to be on every episode of the Acolyte. With
maybe. We might have to have her on every episode. You're right. We'll see. I don't know if she has time for us like that, though, but
yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. But anyway, back to the trailer. So Fenestra she opens a door using the Force, which is weird.
Well, it makes me think that maybe she is, like, urgently going to go talk to that Jedi.
Right, but I'm saying, like, those doors just open automatically. Why does she have to use the Force?
Well, maybe he locked it down because he's wanting them to...
Didn't know of a class.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm trying to, like, look in the background, like, those other Jedi walking, like... There is a Jedi bed with like a gray and like a gray mm-hmm. thing with like a black cape.
But then the other like knights.
Then like the other ones are all in white attire. And I want to know what that flag is in the background. This is like a Renaissance flag. Like I don't know.
I think they probably just went to the Renaissance festival and just grabbed a bunch of clothes and threw them on.
Maybe. But anyway, so then at 108 again.
I wonder what species is she?
Do you need me to look it up?
Well, I'm curious. So I wish Andrew was here. So there is this character that had an action figure, was like a green character and had a purple robe. And he was a VCU character, but I had his toy growing up. And I wonder if that's the same species.
So she is Miri Allen, which is Luminara and Barisafi.
Mm. They clearly age well.
I do know that they live longer. So like Luminara and Baris, the spots are on their cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
But like here, like you don't see it here, but you see it on the. I don't know, I gotta find the tab. Okay, but you can see on StarWars.com, it's like completely different like setting, like where she's out like in a wooded forest area,
mm-hmm.
and she has her spots on her head. Like she's shaved bald, and she has the spots on her forehead or on top of her head, and so And maybe it kind of looks like maybe on the sides of her eyes, two, one on each side, like teardrops, like she killed two people. So, yeah. But anyway, we'll keep going. At 108/109, we see an Asian guy poking his head out. This is another guy I got a little blurb on. Well, I don't even know how to say his name. Kimir, maybe? Q-I-M-I-R. Kimir. It says, Kimir is a former smuggler who now makes his living as a trader, procuring unusual things and enjoying a life of leisure. So he's just...
he's a smuggler.
Well, a former smuggler. But now he's just trading. So, like, he's just trying to live a regular life.
Try and make his way through the galaxy.
Simple man making his way through the galaxy. So I'm guessing, like, because he's a trader, like, he runs into a lot of different people. Probably intermingles with smugglers and crime bosses and stuff like that. So, like, maybe with all this, whatever conflicts going on, he hears things, trades with people that he shouldn't, maybe. But he says he wants to enjoy a life of leisure. So he's probably doing a lot of fun things too. So maybe probably kind of like waste his money, gambles or something. So, yep. And so then keep going at 110. We see a close up, like a full shot of like all these Jedi, and they have like yellow and gold attire with brown robes. And we see Kal Naka, we see Indara, I think that's So there, and those other people in the back, we don't know. But they're talking to someone that we don't see. Screen says, a darkness rises.
Well, I think we know who this person is.
They're talking to
at 109.
Well, I can't really. Is it the later on the...
yeah,
girl in the purple.
This,
oh, okay.
Well, yeah, it's that black lady.
All right. So,
but they have like bow and arrows too.
The who? The Jedi?
The people? No, behind the Jedi.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
It looks like these Jedi were captured
or surrounded.
Mm-hmm. Because we got the Wookiee Jedi in the background.
Yeah, I didn't even see those arrows.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. And it's the same similar outfit as the black lady with the knife.
May.
Yeah, so it looks like
the,
this
the chest plate, like the one all the way on the right.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get to it. I will. I want to wait till we get to the close-up on the main.
I definitely did not see this clip in the trailer because it's so fast.
Yeah. So then we see Indara fighting Mei again still, and she's using the Force to hold back the blade. And she's like, oh, that looks cool, like where she's like staring. Like she, her face is covered, but then her like her bangs from her dreadlocks are hanging down, and you just see her eyes sticking out.
Mm-hmm.
That looks kind of cool. All right, now, 115.
Yes. This That's isn't, who they were talking to.
Yeah, so it says she, her name is... Anicia, or Mother Anicia. And she is a leader of a coven of witches who value their independence and the preservation of their beliefs and powers. So I heard that the Night Sisters were going to be in the show, but this is not the Night Sisters. This is a different... coven, a different sect of witches, which looks cool.
How many times can you say that, Jeremiah?
So that's gonna be cool to see like another faction of witches.
Mm-hmm.
And
could be related to the Night Sisters in some way.
Maybe they just because like we know that the Dathomiri witches is like an alien species from another galaxy, if you watch the Ahsoka series.
Mm-hmm.
And so
from Dathomir.
Dathomir in our galaxy was established by the Dathomiri from another galaxy.
Yes.
So it'd be interesting to see how related these witches are, if at all, to the Dathomiri witches. But these are like blue, like they're all wearing like bluish purple robes, mm-hmm. which.
But in this image too, at like 115, it looks like all these like girls are like worshiping her, kind of like
probably
a motherly figure.
So she's gonna be the most powerful of them. Like she's kind of like Mother Talzin mm-hmm. type of thing. So, like this group. Like, so she says this isn't about good or bad. So like they're probably not on light side or dark side, where technically the Dathomiri witches are dark side. So these are kind of like neutral witches, maybe. They're not good or bad. Mm-hmm. Maybe if that's what she's referring to, or if she's just referring to something else, we don't know. But she's like walking upstairs, but then it goes to a girl running through the forest with like fires going back.
This is the story of her.
So this, well, I'm thinking that's May.
That's what I'm saying. This is a story of May.
So like, but if she is, I don't know, you can't really tell, but I'm trying to like, does that look like the girl from the beginning, the Jedi girl? Padawan,
bro. You can't tell.
I don't know. I'm just trying to look.
So I don't think so. You know what might help you think a little bit clear, Jeremiah?
Yeah, what's that?
A good cup of coffee.
Really?
I think so. It works for me. That's how I start my day.
Interesting. Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea happens to be our sponsor for tonight.
No way.
So if you like drinking hot beverages, specifically coffee or tea, you're going to want to check out Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. So let's take a little commercial break.
Hey everyone, Andrew here. I'm pleased to tell you that the sponsor of today's episode is Wesley Andrews Coffee and Tea. If you don't know anything about Wesley Andrews, you definitely should. They're an award-winning coffee roaster and shop in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they make fantastic coffee. The awesome thing is that whether you live in the Twin Cities or not, you can get their coffee beans delivered straight to your door by ordering them online. They even have a subscription service that ensures you never run out of amazing coffee. If you've been looking for some new coffee to try or a way to elevate your normal coffee routine, now's your chance. Head over to wesleyandrews.cc, use the code EMPIREradio, that's with a capital E and a capital R with no space at checkout, to get 15% off your first purchase of any bags of coffee or a coffee subscription. I can't think of a better deal. Get 15% off some great coffee, support a small business, and support your favorite Star Wars podcast. In the words of Emperor Palpatine, do it.
Do it. Awesome. All right. Cool. So running through the firewoody fire thing. I'm trying to like see like what she's wearing, because she has like something red on her hip. I don't know if it's like a blaster or
mm-hmm.
something.
Her jacket reminds me of Power Rangers.
Power Rangers?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Like, what was the Power Rangers after Mighty Morphin?
Like the ninja ones?
No, like right after.
The car ones. The car one?
Wasn't the ones in the cars right after?
No, because there's the OG Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get the movie where they become the ninjas.
Yeah, I'm talking about after that.
I have no idea.
Oh, I thought you kept watching.
No, dude. After ninjas was the last time I remember them.
Wow, you.
I'm sorry. I grew up when I was a kid. I didn't keep watching Power Rangers.
Oh, my bad.
There's like 25 different kinds of Power Rangers now. There's like.
Well, I know.
They're like time traveling.
Dinosaur.
Police force or something like Rangers. Like, yeah. What the heck? I'm good.
Anyways, her jacket looks like one of the little Power Ranger ones.
But she has a dreadlocks. That's what I'm saying.
She has the same, and like the cut bangs across. I'm pretty sure it's her.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure it's her. But I'm just wondering. I still wonder if she's that girl from the beginning, though. That's all.
I think that, like, if you look at the definition of that Jedi who came in, it seems like she's coming because there is darkness.
Right.
And so that would have been during the same timeline. I really hope they don't do that again.
I don't know.
I don't want another.
I'm just throwing out ideas. No, I'm not doing it for the fans. We're trying to get every little detail out.
I get it. I just maybe that Jedi's actually the witch.
Venestra?
Mm-hmm.
No. No. Okay. There's no evidence for that.
Oh, okay.
But anyway. So after running through the woods, we get
Hoth.
a ship that crashes, which kind of reminds me of like the Vectors, which were the Jedi.
I think it's a Jedi ship.
Like the Jedi, like the Vector, but then like during the prequel trilogy, like the Jedi had their own speeder starfighter things. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the in between period, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see like a. I don't think we see a droid thing in it though.
Mm-hmm.
For like an R2 unit or anything.
I think this is potentially the ship that the Jedi's were on. It crashed on this planet.
Maybe. Because it looks like it's like a small one, so I don't think it's like a group of people, but I guess we'll see. But then we see Master So. I think that was his name, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
And Yord running behind in the snow. And then while they're doing that, the witch says, this is about power. So she says, this isn't about good or bad. This is about power. So like,
does she look younger here though?
I don't know. Let me go back.
Her hair looks so heavy.
No, she looks the same.
Okay.
Just one's at night, so it's like harder to see detail, and then here it's more bright.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she says this is about power, and then it goes right back to May.
In her purple robe.
With a chest plate thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the witch says, and who is allowed to use it? So it's all about power and who can use power, which is what she's saying, which the power could just be specifically referring to the use of the force, because magic is part of the force.
Mm-hmm.
But like technically it's supposed to be part of the dark side of the force, but if they're just trying to use it just to have power in general, but not have it good or bad, like she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's trying to be neutral with the dark side or something like that.
Which you learn a lot about that in the that last book we read.
What do you mean?
Dark Disciple.
Oh, Dark Disciple. We do learn about the dark side use in there.
The witches and stuff.
But we see May looking at a dark figure on some rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think whoever that is,
the Sith person.
It's probably the Sith. We're going to get to at the very end with like the big climactic fight that we see at the end. But like my question is, like when we get to episode one, Ki-Adi-Mundi says the Sith have been extinct for a millennia, which is 1,000 years. And now we know the Sith have never gone away. They've been around for 1,000 years. They've been in hiding. But like I'm wondering if this group of Jedi go searching for whatever conflict, whoever's killing they all Jedi. Die. They're all going to die, and they're not able to report back to the council that the Sith have returned or that the Sith are here.
You think we'll get Plagueis?
We're not going to get him in this show. We'll get him or in this season. I think we'll, when there's, if there's a season two or season three, we'll get him.
I really hope so.
Because I don't know how old he is. Like when
he's like over three, he's like 200, 300 years old.
Is he?
Yeah, he's old as heck. Because they also ate his species ages really well too.
I don't know. I have to see.
But that novel's not canon. But
I know. Let me go on
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. Okay, it doesn't have any details that are right off the bat how old he was, but he is a Mun.
Mm-hmm. So this guy's not a Mun.
Right.
Because they're like tall.
Like tall, really tall with a big six head. Yeah. Not a forehead. They have a six head. biology and appearance. Da da da.
Can you look up how old Mun's?
I'm looking. I don't see anything. Legends. What does Legends say about them? I don't know. I can't find anything right off the bat. I don't want to take up too much time. But I know that Plagueis's master was a Bith, right?
I think so.
Because the Bith is like the band in the cantina, like the big like alien head.
Mm-hmm. Which this guy also isn't that.
And I want to say that before the Bith was a Twi'lek. Which this is not.
Oh, dang it.
But we don't, that stuff isn't canon anymore, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter.
But this guy looks short, though. It almost looks like a kid, kind of. I don't know.
Kind of.
But like, if you, I'm looking at, if I zoom in a little bit, I don't know.
I tried. I don't.
It almost looks like he has like some spikes on his
head. I was going to say Maul?
Maul. Is he a Zabrak or something? But the Zabrak are related to the Dathomiri witches. So, like, maybe it's Maul's great-grandfather or something like that. Grandpop's Maul. But
how old was Maul when he died?
I think he was... No, I have no idea.
No, we don't have to get into it. He wasn't super old.
He wasn't too old. He was probably, like, in his 60s or something like that. I think he was older than Obi-Wan. But anyway, we'll keep going. It goes back to the group of Jedi, and Jekki the Padawan says, "What is that?" And then we see red lightsabers cutting through all these trees, flinging around, and someone catches a lightsaber.
See, this looks like a set. Like, this looks like...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, this looks like a stage.
Right, and it's all in a small enclosed area.
Mm-hmm.
So, the saber goes through, and this is a red lightsaber. It's not orange, like Balin Skull's stuff was. People were saying it was red. No, this was, like, very, very orange, close to red, but this is a full-fledged red.
This is straight-up red.
And then and all the Jedi turn on their lightsabers, and they charge. Well,
someone catches it, too.
Right. And then there's a major force push or something that happens when the Jedi charge, and it's like a dust cloud that's red, which all that red makes me want to, like all the glow on that cloud with that much red, I feel either the dust itself is red and it's just being lit up, or there's so many other red lightsabers that are pushing at the same time with the force.
It looks, but if you go slow, it looks like the ground's is red, like dirt.
It could be just color that, but like okay. I am. All the Jedi get pushed back. I'm gonna go back. Because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sabers. So there's more than we saw earlier.
I think these are all the Jedis that were looking at this, the wooded area.
Right. So like I'm worried about them. Who's all gonna die? But okay, so you gotta go the frame by frame, but at 1:33, you see the guy getting flung back and you see the red lightsaber in between his legs in the background, but it's dark in the middle. So I think that's a dual bladed red lightsaber.
Where have you seen this?
1:33. When we see like the Jedi being pushed back, like an individual one being pushed back, like coming towards the camera. And you see the lightsaber between the legs.
Oh yeah, that's a dual saber.
That's a dual bladed
Maul?
It's not Maul.
Is that you, Maul?
But that's just kind of, I just noticed that because you can see the little dark spot in the middle, like that's mm-hmm. where the hilt is. And so that's cool.
You keep thinking like making this guy seem like he's a Maul. This Maul grandpa.
And then it just goes to the title screen, The Acolyte. 2 episode premiere June 4th, which is a Tuesday. So.
Which I'm happy about that. That means we're going to get them Tuesdays again.
Hopefully. Unless they're just doing.
No.
The first 2 on a Tuesday because there's 2 episodes and then it's going to be on Wednesdays. That would suck.
Ugh, that would
but suck. I might have to. If it's on Tuesdays, I might have to do reaction videos to each one. But we'll see.
I'm definitely not going to work my second job that Tuesday, I'll tell you what.
Yep.
But if it's on Tuesday and if it's like that, that means they're not going to drop to like 7 o'clock at night.
Be 8 o'clock, which was...
Or 8 o'clock.
I think it was 8 o'clock for Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm. Which means
so,
I'm going to be late to my work every single Tuesday.
So, okay, so there's something that... I don't know if you ever heard this rumor... And it definitely wasn't shown in here, but there's a rumor that Keanu Reeves is in this show.
Okay, so I've seen that rumor and I've seen what he looked like.
And so people have forever have been saying that they need to cast Keanu Reeves as Darth Revan in a live action thing. Now, Darth Revan would be... thousands of years before this.
Well, current Darth Revan, but we don't know.
Well, the EU would be thousands of years before the events of the Skywalker saga. Because the last known Sith would have been Darth Bane, because he created the Rule of Two.
Mm-hmm.
But he was supposedly died when he created it. But the Sith continued after him, not being... without the Jedi knowing. So, like, I feel like if that rumor is true, like, we're not going to get him as, like, a live character, but it could be, like, a Sith holocron where he's in it, or, like, some sort of, like, magic vision, something, visitation of the Sith or something. Because we see in Clone Wars, Yoda goes to the grave of Darth Bane, and, like, speaks to, like, a spirit of Darth Bane or whatever.
So it is canon, then.
What?
Darth Bane and Darth Revan?
Darth Bane is canon. And in Episode 9, like, the Sith fleet, like, all those ships are named after previous Sith. And one of those ships was named the Revan. So, like, Revan is canon by name.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen him yet, obviously.
So they could just add him in this and say this is where he is.
So he wouldn't be alive now. Like, he would be thousands of years before.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I think if the rumor is true that Keanu Reeves is in here, like, they would only cast him for that role of Revan. Like, they're not going to have all these big rumors and fan things, and they're going to have him just some random.
How mad would people be if he's just a holocron?
I think people would be hyped for it because to get someone like that big of a name, they have more plans in the future for him.
Well, that's what I mean. They would have to have a Revan show or something.
So I definitely if the rumors are true, I think we're going to see him as like a holocron or getting a vision or something, speaking to whatever. And like, we don't know exactly.
Well, and like, what's a Sith, right? They could just be dark force users.
So like, we know that, I think the creators of the show have said that the Sith are in the show. But like you said, not just because you use the dark side doesn't mean that you're Sith. Mm-hmm. So I think there's something going on where maybe there's just rogue Jedi or something that have turned to the dark side or been corrupted by these witches or something. And they get intermingled with the Sith, like the Sith seek them out or something.
Well, like in the current High Republic book, there's that Jedi who's been like dabbling in both sides.
Oh, the guy from the last book that we read?
Yeah.
He turned to the dark side and then was able to like come back. But like the Jedi Aslan or something like that, which we just got a little blurb of him in that book, but he has like a bunch of story in the comics that we haven't read yet. But
be interesting if he actually does turn and he's one of these guys.
I don't know.
But it's interesting because like everything we've read about the High Republic, a lot of it doesn't even count towards this.
Doesn't what?
Doesn't like go towards this. Like doesn't really count towards this.
The story, you mean?
Yeah.
Because it's a separate thing, right?
Yeah.
So when we talked about that last book, like we kind of talked about how we think the Sith are going to like maybe come and like dabble with dealing with the Nihil because the Nihil doesn't know that they're there still. And so like we could with the books, because the next book that comes out is in June, which the show comes out in June. So like it could overlap a little bit. Like we might get some hints in that book of Sith, maybe if they bring it up or whatever, and that could give some insight.
Read this book and watch the show at the same time.
Probably. So
I don't know.
Not a lot on this trailer, which I'm fine with, but I also want to have so many questions.
Which is what a trailer's for.
I know.
But like it's a little frustrating, like when I watch the trailer. Like I'm pumped for this show, don't get me wrong, but I was like, I don't know anything, and I thought I did. I thought I was going to go in here and be, like, explaining these characters and stuff, and it's like, no. So,
yeah,
that's a little frustrating. But whatever. It's good, too, to start fresh, even though it's not fresh. Like, for us, like, we've read about this timeline-ish, so we kind of have a feel of what it's supposed to look like, and, like, what the characters are supposed to like dress like, and we're not surprised by the feel of the environments and stuff, like the technology and stuff like that. Some people might watch this and be like, I don't understand why this girl is only attacking this Jedi with just a normal knife, like, you know what I mean? Like, and she's wearing,
it's a witch knife though, it's different.
True. I don't know. but like we understand that. I don't know. I'm excited for something fresh, something new. Potentially at some point we can get Plagueis involved, which would be super sweet. I think at some point we're gonna have to, if they keep going with the show, unless, like you said, Jeremiah, they kill them all right now and that's the end of the show.
I don't know, like, if this is supposed to be a multi-season show or what.
But I feel like with every live-action show they've put out so far, they're all multi-season shows. You know what I mean? Like,
right, except for the Kenobi show, which...
Well, but we knew that, like...
Yeah, but we kind of want
well, more, even but... And even with that show, it's like they could do a spinoff of just Vader. You know, like, there's potential there, but, like, it kind of makes sense why it would be one season. But, like, the Ahsoka show, we're like, it's only one show. We're probably going to get more than just
one show. Well, they already announced that season 2 of Ahsoka is already in production.
See, there you go.
And they're going to start filming by the end of this year. So...
There you go.
So I'm guessing 2 years from now, we'll get season 2 of...
It'd be really cool if they, because you know the Ahsoka show, they did like a movie premiere at certain theaters. It'd be kind of cool if they did that with us.
That'd be cool.
I would go watch it, but I don't think Minnesota's gonna even have any of that.
Yeah, we're not cool enough to have.
Yeah, but
now Andrew in fancy LA, he probably
well, he'd even go to the Ahsoka one, which I was so disappointed.
Well, I don't think he knew about it until like he went to go check, and like tickets were sold out in like 2 minutes. So like he,
oh yeah, well, and it was in that. Like the Chinese theater or whatever, like the one where the Star Wars was premiered on too. So it was just like, oh, that would have been so beautiful to be there for that.
Yeah,
but I don't know. The summer's gonna be fun.
Yeah, did they say how many episodes?
They did not. I'm maybe sure it's somewhere online.
Somewhere online. I'm guessing it's only
8.
Well, let me just Google see if it says how many episodes of The Acolyte. Well, according to Wikipedia, it's 8 episodes.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Which so, is what most Star Wars shows
7
are,
so. Weeks.
Yeah, so then let me look at the calendar to see how that.
That only plays. Brings us to.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8th episode would be on July 17th. So.
Cool.
Yeah. And then I'm guessing we'll have a break until September or like Labor Day weekend or something.
Yeah, because
now that we have this trailer for this, that means we're probably going to get a different trailer Star Wars weekend on May 4th for whatever comes after Acolyte, which Skeleton Crew, which we were supposed to get last year. And I thought that would be the first show we got this year, but no.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll get a trailer for that. There's probably going to be a trailer for Tales of the Jedi 2.
Which I think we're probably going to get that before
Skeleton Crew.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because they're probably already done with that.
I don't even know anymore. Just because I thought we were supposed to get Skeleton Crew last year. It's
kind of, well, we were. And then that strike threw everything off.
But even then, like,
because it was supposed to
come
out
before Acolyte. So Acolyte didn't get. Acolyte got pushed up, like, to get done first. So.
Which is interesting. It must have something to do with the novels.
Maybe
spoiler stuff, comics or something.
I don't know. But there's a lot of questions about how is it, the Sith, the dark side, witches, all this stuff is going to go on. And I.
What if they like just mess up the whole canon?
Yeah. So it seems like there's going to be a lot of like martial arts type things in this one, so which is going to be cool.
Hand-to-hand combat. We didn't see one gun.
Right. There's no guns.
Not that there's no guns, but we didn't see any.
I'm sure that former smuggler has a pistol on him at definitely. All times.
it's going to be cool. I'm excited. I hope you guys are too. Yeah.
Yeah. So if this is the first time listening to us, we normally do voicemails at the end of every episode, but we only do it once a week, and we'll be doing voicemails tomorrow during the Bad Batch breakdown. So correct. I'm excited for that. But if you're new and you want to check us out more, and you're listening or watching on YouTube, there's a link in the description below. links.co/EmpireRadio, links spelled with 2 I's. It's a landing page for everything Empire Radio, so go check us out there. Links for Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. We live stream on Twitch every episode. So you kind of heard us talking to Grass Monkey earlier because he was asking a question we answered. So if you join the chat during a live stream and have a question or an observation, we'd love to read it on air and all that jazz. So go check us out on Twitch for live streams. YouTube, we do reactions and stuff. So Drew's reaction to the trailer is up. I'm going to finish editing my reaction tonight and have that up. And so if you're listening to this, you can go check out my reaction. There's a link also for sending in voicemail. So if you want to send in a voicemail for about anything Star Wars or nothing about Star Wars and something else, go right ahead. join a Discord. We got a great Discord. There's a link for that. We have a fan email if you need to email us or anything. And there's also a link for needlesslynerdy.com, which is an entertainment network that we're a part of. So go check that out as well. Yeah. And I think that is everything.
That's it. Like Jeremiah already said, another episode tomorrow. So make sure you guys tune in for that on wherever you're listening to this / YouTube. Subscribe over there and go like our videos.
Yeah, we're still waiting on getting on 500 subs on YouTube. So yeah. We were like going really fast, Eddie, and then we kind of stopped. So like we need more people to follow us. So yep. All right, well, anything else, Drew, before we get out of here?
That's it.
All right, cool, cool. Well, you've been listening to another trailer-tastic episode of Empire Radio. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Drew.
May the Force be with you.
Always.
Needlessly Nerdy, your source for all things nerdy.
www.needlesslynerdy.com